Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the development of professional dance scene in the Lehigh Valley. LVDE is partnering with the Monarch Dance Company, sponsoring the second annual Spring Up Dance Festival. Spring Up, incidentally, will nurture the physical and artistic potential of established and emerging professional dancers in and around the Lehigh Valley through a supportive, inspiring festival environment with a spacious performing arts facility at Northampton Community College. Spring Up seeks to foster the creative potential of professional dancers in the Lehigh Valley and surrounding areas and in more accessible and affordable format than similar experiences offered in the surrounding urban dance hubs of New York City and Philadelphia. It's all happening again. Thank goodness. The 2nd, March 29th to the 30th at Northampton Community College in Bethlehem. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1 FM Allentown. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat this evening with Sarah Carlson of the Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange. Karen, Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
So once in a while, I don't get Kate's name right either.
sit down. It's not
quite
personal.
All right.
But seriously, it's interesting. We were talking about this a little bit before the show, Sarah. For the listening audience, it's the second year of this wonderful festival, and it's not in the sense that one might think a festival of going to it and attending and watching performances, although that's a component. But this is really kind of a gift back to the dance community as well, right?
Absolutely. This is participation-based. we have two full days of classes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. And we are just making it open and available for all interested dancers in the Lehigh Valley. Last year, we had a number of pre-professional students as well as local professional dancers attend the festival. But really, the classes are open for all levels. And one of the things that we're thrilled to feature this year is that it's entirely free. So not only the classes, but the performance, the guest artist concert on Saturday evening is also free. So not just dancers, but the community at large can benefit from this
what
event.
What a gift. Wonderful. That's great.
It's really an amazing opportunity for dancers, because what you're doing is not only bringing together the dance community, which Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange, which we'll talk more about, does, and that's part of its mission, but in this case, bringing in some amazing artists from Philly, New York, beyond.
Yes, we have some exciting artists coming in. We have Keith Thompson, who will be joining us. The Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange actually commissioned him to set a piece on 9 local dancers. Rekindled Beginnings will premiere at Lipkin Stage at Northampton Community College. But we're also bringing in Sheila Barker from New York, Mark Caserta, also from New York, Danita Clark, who is a dancer with Rennie Harris, Pure Movement, over in Philly. Oh. So we've got a number of people coming in from the urban hubs that are our neighbors, and we're very excited to feature them.
And the range of styles. I mean, it's a really interesting. I'm looking at the list of companies and artists that are coming along, and there is everything from urban and kind of hip-hop influence to more classic ballet.
Yes,
and
there is something for everyone. Yeah. Absolutely. We have ballet, we have tap, we have hip-hop, house, we have breaking, we have contemporary, and we also have improv. So there really is something for everyone. We are very excited, as we spoke about earlier, this year to introduce a wellness component to the festival, the Good Shepherd Performing Arts Rehab Center is partnering with the festival and offering free screenings for area dancers, which is a tremendous resource. First of all, it's rare to have a performing arts rehab center.
And why is that different than a rehab center someone else might attend? Tell us a little about.
Well, there are so many specific actions that any dance technique requires the body to do. And I am a longtime dance educator, and it's not uncommon for dancers to sustain injuries that are somehow related to an action, a regular, consistent, repeated action that they're doing in the technique class that your average physical therapist is just not going to understand if they don't have a knowledge of the technique. So that's why a specific performing arts rehab center is special and is going to be able able to service the community and the dance community in particular very, very well.
So that's a really remarkable resource for us to have, actually.
It really is.
Really rare.
It is a rare resource, and the dancers that attend the festival will have the chance to sign up for a slot for a free screening. So if they've sustained an injury in the past, or they currently have an injury, or even if they just want to see, have someone look at their body and see areas of potential weakness to look out for, this is a great opportunity to get more information.
And the, again, Rekindle Beginnings, the piece that Keith Thompson and his company is Dance Tactics, who will also be coming in for the weekend. The piece is already in progress. It was auditioned for and cast back in the autumn, back in November?
Yes, it was back in November, and in early January he came. He and his company came and set the piece during a five-day residency filled with lots of snow.
Oh, no.
But we worked around it. They were real troopers, and the piece is looking wonderful. They're continuing to rehearse it in his absence, and yeah, it's going to be performed as part of the guest artist concert on Saturday evening.
So that'll be its debut. And what's wonderful is it'll be featuring local dancers, not just students. We were saying professionals, students,
right,
dancers
right.
from across the region.
I should clarify, it's actually not the premiere of the piece itself. It is a repertory work that he already made on his company that he set on our dancers. But it's very exciting. Keith Thompson is a very special artist. He comes from a long lineage. He danced with the Trisha Brown Company, who is a preeminent postmodern voice in our field. So anyway, it's just a tremendous opportunity for these dancers.
I might add that I'm very in full of admiration, at least, in, especially in the arts of dance, because of the collaborations. Now, in the other arts, they collaborate with the musicians, actors, and directors, but dance has always been very something special to share with, giving gift from one person to another on the processes and the styles of dance.
Yeah.
And that collaboration for your students or your even the professional dancers that work with you must be very exciting.
Absolutely. And you're onto that. It's a physical art form. So it's really important to be in the same room with a master body, the body that you're getting the information from.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like reading that body language and then physicalizing the artistry on a one-on-one relationship. And that's what these commissions allow us to do. So, Keith Thompson.
Great.
So the mix and one of the benefits for the students as well as us and the public is that not only are these artists coming in and offering the workshops, working in the room with the students, but then the student gets to also see, because many of them are coming in and performing themselves or bringing their companies, moving from that classroom during the day to later in the day actually seeing this manifested on stage.
Yes, that's an exciting part of the festival. So all throughout the day, these artists are offering their class in the style that they have mastered. Then the dancers come back, or the community at large come back, and they get to see the completed artistry of these techniques. So they've just had a little taste, a tiny little taste, just the tip of the iceberg, but then they can come back and see these artists' voices at work on bodies that have really mastered their styles. So it's a great opportunity.
And I know it's actually in the Lipkin stage at Northampton Community College, which we were just saying is a really wonderful space to see this in. I mean, it's a beautiful space, but it's a great way to get a look at the work, not just kind of straight on, but it's a kind of an amphitheater style space.
Yes, it's a theater in the round.
Yeah.
It is a gorgeous space, beautiful lighting ability. So these works are going to look fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing that we're very pleased to offer. The guest artist concert features not only the work of these artists coming in regionally, but also it's featuring the work of local companies, the Monarch Dance Company, my own company, Dance Link, Dance Ethos, and also the work of Alfred Guzman, who goes by the stage name Simon Phoenix, and he's a local break dancer. Fabulous.
And is that the artist show, the Emerging Artist Showcase? Tell me a little bit about that. That's Sunday evening.
That's Sunday afternoon.
It's an opportunity for
local artists who have a piece that is in process, that's kind of in a more raw state, and they can bring this piece and get feedback from the audience as well as artists and choreographers who are a panel of artists and choreographers who are present. So it's a chance to really work as a community and help get information on how your work is reading and workshop if you will, the work.
I think that would be really interesting for the audience at large, the non-dance audience, too, to have that little bit of a little more intimate view of the process.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. To be able to see a piece that you know is not quite ready to be performed and to have a voice in its creation, in molding its creation, and informing the choreographer what's working, what's not, what images they're receiving, etc.
Must be a little bit daunting, though, too. Exciting and daunting.
Exciting and
in
daunting.
In a good way, yeah. And just before we go on, I mean, as we continue to talk, we should remind folks that there's a lot going on in this weekend. I know you may not have a pen at hand, but just to know, you can, of course, go online and at www.lvdanceexchange.org. You can find the entire list of everything that will be going on all weekend. You could certainly Google Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange or the Spring Up Dance Festival, but you can go online, see what's happening. Tickets are free to the general public for the performances, but they would ask that you can reserve in advance, and you can do that online.
Yes. Yes.
So, and that's a change this year. This is the second year of the festival. And what, I know last year there was a nominal fee for admission, and what's made it possible to offer it?
Northampton Community College has been extremely generous and really is responsible for our ability to host this festival. They have given us a substantial grant so that we can pay the artists coming in. Right. And it was really their desire to make the event extremely accessible to not only their students, their campus population, but the population at large. So yes, last year we had a nominal fee of $10 or so for the performance, and again, a very low nominal fee for the festival itself. But this year, it's entirely free. So it's extremely open and accessible, and again, just a great resource and opportunity for if you love dance in the Valley, come on out.
Yeah, and dancers need to be 18 or older, right?
Yes.
But other than that, a wide range of experience. It doesn't really matter. Just that you're
dancers need to be 18 and older. I shouldn't mention this, but we have been known to be flexible with that as well.
And when I know that we'll be taking a break in a moment, but I'd love to talk a little bit more about Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange itself and how this grew the festival and what your experiences were with it last year and what you anticipated and you know, what were the surprises, what were the rewards. Because we were saying earlier, I don't know that sometimes the Valley always really is aware of the plethora, the richness of artists living and working here, professional, teaching, students. Because we assume New York and Philly is so close that one assumes you have to leave for things.
Right,
and
right. Or that the things that are springing up here are brought in on a touring
basis
only, but not that the Lehigh Valley cultivates talent. And that, you know, artists come and transplant and set up shop and start working here.
Great. So, listen, you've got to be there at Spring Up Dance Festival, March 29th to 30th at Northampton Community College, Green Pond Road, you know where it's at, in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And this year's festival boasts a faculty of lineup of exciting and highly talented professional choreographers, teachers, and dancers, with certainly impressive national and international resumes. So we will chat more with Sarah Carlson right after this about some of the other things that are being done locally, like the biannual cabaret nights. We'll talk more about that as we come back. We shall return after this scintillating message.
For program support, we thank Jenny Squali, 102 East 4th Street, Bethlehem, serving homemade Malaysian cuisine infused with spices and combined with other ingredients to reflect the various cultures in Malaysia. All food is made fresh. For hours, daily specials, and more information, 610-758-8088 or jennysquali.com.
We are back, and we thank you. We're going to we continue to talk with Sarah Carlson of the Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange, and we're going to ask her some things about DanceLink, her company, that she's been very active with over the past at least 7 years, I know. I think what's vitally important is that people understand that this entire festival is free and open to the public. This is a time for you to take part in this fabulous festival.
I was going to say, what's exciting is it not only fosters and feeds our dance community, but again, as we were saying earlier, it's a no-risk situation for the audience, and it's a wonderful way to learn so much more and enjoy. And the Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange, tell us a little bit about, again, what's that seems to be the fertile ground from which the festival sprung. What need was gave rise to that? What's the goals?
What
journey?
Well, the Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange had the desire to start this festival. Our mission, which is to create opportunities to build and foster opportunities for the existing professional dance community. We had this desire for the festival, and we came together with Tabitha Robinson Scott from the Monarch Dance Company, who also had the same vision, and we were able to join forces to have this festival. Now, yes, there are local studios, a plethora of them offering great training, but this just allows a little bit more of a fresh voice, an extra special opportunity. The Lehigh Valley Dance Exchange throughout the year also offers master classes where we bring various artists in. We have a biannual cabaret night where we have local dance companies present their work. It's a lot of fun. We've hosted several at the Touchstone Theater, and now we've changed venues over to the Allentown Brew Works. So it's just a lot of fun. Now you can enjoy alcohol as you enjoy great dance, and what could be more fun than that? But all of these things together really serve to bring together the dance community. Like I said, there's lots of dance happening, but we really want to be a service and umbrella type organization to link the voices and to provide opportunities for extra special training and performance opportunities.
Now, how does Dance Link, your own company, did you feel the need for? I mean, do you feel as a dancer yourself, a choreographer, and a teacher, and an educator, that this there was that desire to bring this community together?
Absolutely.
For yourself as
the
well.
The entire name of my company is about linking people and linking this idea of dance with non-dancers, opening up roads for connection in terms of how the body works and how the body is constantly speaking and dancing. You know, we are all metaphorically dancing through our lives, if you will. But if you just open up your idea of what dance is, and Dance Link in particular, in terms of my own artistry, is moving more in the direction of improv. That's what's exciting to me these days. And improv can be a highly cultivated skill, but it also privileges the spontaneous in all of us. And it's really seeking not just the spontaneous, but also the pedestrian, the everyday, the mundane. So through that improv work, I'm trying to create links with dancers, non-dancers, informing people of how their bodies are constantly expressing their emotion and the drama of their lives. So a festival like this absolutely is bringing together different dance communities. Dance as an enterprise exists in many forms. You know, there's the artistic expressive realm, and then there's the dance competition realm, which is popular on TV these days. But, you know, one form is not any more valid than another. We've got ballroom, we've got ballet, we've got, you know, it goes on and on and on. And these are all ways of speaking with our body. I'm just interested in just giving people more opportunities to recognize how that's happening all the time, especially in a world where we're constantly delving into computer screens technology that disembodies us. This is a way of sort of bringing us back into our physicality. And through that, we let go a lot of the angst and stress that we sort of binds us, you know, when we're just sitting in a chair, driving, working at our computer, etc. The ways we get stuck.
Have you seen that kind of relationship to screens and the different kind of physicality of our daily lives surfacing students or in different challenges or something dancers bring to the play?
I
teacher perhaps more.
For sure. I mean, I think that's a great question. I think that any person who finds themselves in a dance studio has found themselves drawn to the allure of movement and the thrill that one receives from just getting those endorphins flowing and getting the blood flowing and moving, the kinesthetic sense really gets engaged. I think that it's becoming, the need for that type of training is becoming more necessary and more important as we have this tremendous, I mean, technology gives us tremendous resources, but also, you know, it comes at a cost.
Yeah. I can see that in my professional life, of being blessed to direct some theatrical performances, that the weakest element of putting together a piece is the body movement, body language
with the younger people.
Within a play. Mm-hmm. We learn the lines, we spit them back out again, we get to some of the emotions, but our bodies don't project the same thing that our movement needs to be. And I would encourage actors to take dance lessons,
absolutely,
for goodness sakes, to be able to fill in those spaces that are so desperately needed on the theatrical stage.
And I
certainly know that you and Tabitha Robinson-Scott, who are very active in getting all this, the whole thing to the festival together, have done many theatrical productions so that you can see the need for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, too, with the festival in its second year now, it's still a baby. It's still rather new. What were your anticipations last year? What did you think? Did you think it would click? I'm sure you knew there was a community out there.
Sure.
Was there surprises? How do you feel different moving into the second year of it?
We were really surprised and thrilled with the turnout at the classes last year. What we found was that there's a real thirst in the Lehigh Valley for this type of event, for these type of new, fresh voices, the opportunity to dive into a technique, even if it's for just a day.
Uh-huh.
I think that moving forward, our goals are just to get people more excited about going out and not just doing the dance, but seeing the dance and really appreciating the artistry and how these bodies and dances speak on a larger level. The guest artist concert is a really special opportunity to see how the technique that you've just learned can speak on a larger level. And I think that sometimes we get sort of so focused on the steps themselves that we lose that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we actually just want more. We want more bodies in those studios,
yes.
More bodies in those seats. And it's just a real treat to be able to generate this type of environment for the dance community in the Lehigh Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest, too, again, to the audience out there, even if you're not a dancer, what's lovely, it's one of the things that strikes me, again, is the great variety of styles. You know, I think there's that, what did Peter Brooks call it, the fear of cultural medicine. I'll go to something and I won't know what it's about.
Exactly.
I don't know what to say. And just this seems like the perfect opportunity for immersion.
Yes.
And just kind of throwing yourself in there and enjoying the richness.
Absolutely.
Of what's there.
Is there something for everyone?
Yeah. And NCC has, I know the theater program. I don't know, but there is a dance program
as
well that's growing.
One, yes.
That Tabitha would be involved with. And so this is wonderful for their students as well, is it not?
Yes.
A great opportunity.
Yep, quite a few of them come on out.
Yeah.
And it's a great chance for these different populations that I mentioned before to really mingle and merge. And it's through those type of connections, those links that are made, that more creativity starts to happen and more opportunities start to happen. Many of our dancers are students that come in from the various dance programs, and there aren't always places for them to mingle and to get to know one another because they're each so busy and focused on their individual campuses. So this is an opportunity for them to get to know one another better.
Well, this is the second annual. We're looking forward to the 20th annual.
Amen.
Dance Festival, March 29th to 30th at Northampton Community College on Green Pond Road in Bethlehem. And you can be a part of it by simply going and partaking of the gifts that will be shared with you. So we hope that you will certainly do that. Thank you, Sarah, for being with us today. We're very blessed in the Valley to have you here. Special thanks, too, to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, who has learned to dance around our obvious radio blunders constantly, making us sound whimsical and helping us to keep our collective feet in the air at all times. Thank you, Uncle Stevie.
You're welcome.
Yep. Thank you again, Sarah.
My pleasure.